and in the last, the summary of Act 5th, scene 1st, Lady Macbeth, who used to guide and control her husband earlier, has been left alone with her thoughts and memories which torment her mind and oppress her soul. The sense of guilt and remorse has shattered her completely. She has now developed and the malady of walking in her sleep. She repeats the scenes of blood and murder. She imagines that her hands are stained with blood and they smell of blood. She keeps on washing her hands, but somehow she feels that spots of blood and smell of blood persist. Thus, the guilt oppresses her mind and soul. She has thus unwittingly revealed the complicity of the royal couple in the bloody deeds. Now, the evil deeds of Lady Macbeth and her husband are known to common men. A physician comes to attend on her. The nurse who keeps company with Lady Macbeth explains Lady Macbeth's malady. The doctor himself witnesses her pitiable condition and is so touched by her plight that he vows never to visit the castle again. Second, the combined army of English and Scottish soldiers led by Malcolm arrive in Scotland and meet near Birnam Wood. The condition of Macbeth is very critical. His own nobles have revolted against him and are deserting him. Macbeth is extremely worried but is reassured by the assurances given by the evil forces. He reinforces his castle and lies in wait for the invaders to arrive. Scene 3rd, Macbeth is now desperate and waits for the worst to happen. He is sad about his dear wife's affection, which is incurable. Macbeth is lonely, friendless, feared, and hated by one and all of his countrymen. Macbeth asks the doctor to suggest some medicine for Scotland's disease, brought on it by Macbeth himself. But Macbeth still relies on the assurance given to him by the witches. He feels himself secure from any harm till Birnam Wood comes up to his castle on Dunsinane Hill. Scene 4th. Malcolm orders every soldier to cut a branch of tree and hold it in front of him. This he does to deceive the enemy's spies about their actual strength. They now march towards Dunsinane Castle. The fall of Macbeth is quite near. Scene 5th. Macbeth is desperate on hearing the approach of Birnam Wood towards Dunsinane Castle and orders his soldiers to go around the city and kill all those who talk of fear. He tells that he is fed up with horrors and now danger or fear cannot affect him. He learns about the death of Lady Macbeth, who has committed suicide. He is now weary of life and philosophies on the futility of life and vanity of human wishes. Among other things, he tells that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Macbeth is informed that Birnam Wood is moving up the Dunsinane Hill. He decides to fight till his flesh is hacked from his bones. Scene 6. On reaching close to the castle of Macbeth on Dunsinane Hill, the soldiers are ordered to throw away the commune flagging branches as their purpose was served. They now openly march towards his castle. Scene 7. Macbeth and Malcolm stand ready to fight when Macduff proclaims war by sounding trumpet. Macbeth is surrounded by enemies on all sides. He fights fiercely and bravely. He kills young Seward. Macbeth and Macduff face each other and fight. Macbeth tells Macduff that he bears a charmed life and no man born of women can vanquish him. Macduff tells him that he should despair of the charm that protects him, as he was prematurely taken out of his mother's womb by ripping it open. This revelation breaks Macbeth's spirit and he is shocked, but he is determined to fight. Macbeth's castle is taken without any resistance. Macbeth faces Macduff and Macduff cuts off Macbeth's head and carries it to Malcolm. Thank you. This is the end of Edson Act 5th and last. Two Scottish and British forces meet and rejoice over their triumph. The bereaved and consoled by Malcolm. Malcolm invites all to participate in his coronation. Thank you. This is the end of whole drama. This was the Vikas Dubey who was recording this drama, written by William Shakespeare.